Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol niyeh bedvaro. I'd like to just take a moment to welcome into our midst Yedidah Ne'eman HaRav Rami Brachio Shlita, the Rav of Talmon in Eretz Yisrael. It's a tremendous zechus, the kavod gadol b'shvilanu. Every single time that we have the zechus to host, to see Rav Rami Brachio in our midst, and we wish him tremendous, anachnu ma'achim lo, ma'achlim l'rav, ameomek libeno, amon bracha v'atzlacha v'siyata d'shmai meruba, ameachoyel achoyel beruchniyut v'gashmiyut v'eiza Hashem yitbarach. Heard an incredible story today. Somebody was in my office this morning, and he mentioned a story that he heard b'nogeya, the Indian of Tztaka. Before we get to the story, everybody enjoys a good story, but everything has to be within the context of Divrei Torah. So let's, of course, connect it to this past week's parsha. But this past week's parsha, Parsha Semer L'chaira, wasn't about Tztaka, but you can always find ramazim to everything in every single parsha. So we'll get to an unbelievable Sanzarov, a remez of the Divrei Chaim. And we'll let's start with a piece from Rav Alexander Ziskin's Yesod V'Shor Shavoda and Shar HaChanasar and Shar HaIsun in Perek Yud Gimel, where the Yesod V'Shor Shavoda describes the Malas HaSukkah. What is the Ikar Maila of the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah? So he begins that you have to be Mekai in the mitzvah, show Yeshiva B'Sukkah B'Simcha Tzuma, Vaheber also is Godo Malas Mitzvahs Du, Vagodo Schora V'Chule, appreciating what it means to be sitting in the Tzela the Mehamnus, quoting the famous Zohar Kodesh and Parshas Emor. When we read this past week's Parsha, B'Sukkah Tesha Shivas Yomim, the Lashon of the Zohar Kodesh is that we're sitting B'Tzela the Mehamnus in the Tzel of Amuna. The Shorash of Amuna, of course, is Aleph Memnun, and we mentioned many times Aleph Memnun yields the Gematria Ole B'Sach HaKol Tishim Ve'achad and 91. And 91, of course, is the Gematria of Sukkah, the Tzela, the Me'emnusa, the Tzel of Amuna, the Shorash Aleph Memnun. Gematria 91. We mentioned the Arizal writes, and Pri Eitz Chaim, the idea that Sukkah 91 equals Shem Havaya Yudke Vavke 26, coupled with Shem Anus, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Gematria 65. 26 and 65 equals 91. Based on the Tikkun Zohar, that the Shem Anus 65 equals Heichal. In essence, when you go into the Sukkah Lachari, you're going into the Heichal Hashem. You walk into a Sukkah, you're mamish in the Tzela, the Mehamnusa, Pshuto Kimashmo. You're there with the Shechina because you're going into the Heichal Hashem, the same way you walked into the Beis HaMikdash. The Sukkah on a microcosmic level is Kilo, a miniature Beis HaMikdash. That's why Sukkah 91 equals Gematria Heichal Hashem. Adds Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover, Talmud Ramanachem and Meshklov, and his Droshes Siach Yitzchak. He says, we see it merumas in the very word sukkah. What is sukkah? Samach vav chafei. So what are the external letters? The otiot hachitzoniot keilo. The samach and hey. The otiot hachitzoniot. Those outer external letters. Samach and hey yield 65, which is gematria heichal. The height of the outer letters, those letters forming the bias, the heichal, contained therein the otiot vav and chaf. Vav and chaf is gematria 26. Gematria havaya. Gematria yud kei vavke. So when you merely take a look at the word sukkah, what do you see right away? You see you're looking at the Heichal Hashem. The outer letters, Samachay, Gematria, Heichal, contained therein, the Otiot, Vav, and Chaf, yielding Gematria 26, Gematria Vaya, writes of Yitzchak Isaac, you look at the sukkah, you're looking at the Heichal Hashem, you walk into the sukkah. And that's where the Ramah says you have to be Matayo in the sukkah, take a walk. You're taking a walk with the Shekhinah. And that's why you're not supposed to speak the Rechul in the sukkah. It's a Mokum Kodosh Mamish, it's a Tzela de Me'amnusa. Therefore, you have to be Mesamech, the Yeshiva Sukkah, Besimcha Tzum, because you're there. It's a meeting with the Shechina, with the Divine Presence. There you are. You're Mamish having dinner on the night of Sukkahs with the Shechina Kaviyachal. See, he's Marich, but he says, if you're really uniting now with the Shechina, Abishur says, if you're going to unite, I want you to bring my other bonim into the sukkah with you. If you really want to be mesameach with me, and you want to be zocha that you'll be visited by the Zion Ushpizim, then you have to bring orchem, and he quotes the Zohar at length, that if you want to be mekayim, the mitzvah sukkah kedaboy karoi, then you have to be machnis orchem into the sukkah, the same way everybody comes into the Heichal Hashem, everybody's invited into the Beis Midrash, everyone's invited into the sukkah. So you have to bring everybody into the sukkah. And then he says as follows, after quoting a number of Zohars, writes the Yesod V'Shor Shavoda and the Shar HaIsur. Perek Yud Gimel, by the Inyan of Malas HaSukkah. Achai V'Rei Kedoshi Hashem Yedidei Elyon V'Ahuvei Nafshi. What a beautiful introduction. He beat to Oshir Chashivosim Shomakayim Mitzvazu. Those who are Makayim properly this Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah, and they listen to everything I just got through saying by inviting guests into the Sukkah. Eloheina Nochlin Manchilin HaGa'ula V'Acherus Lo L'Banav Achra L'Dor Sola. They're the ones who are Yarshining and who are bringing him out to Ga'ula. Who Kavod Hashem and the COVID, the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hovering above and enveloping you all throughout the day. If the guests are invited in, then the other guest, the spiritual guest, the Zion Ushpizin, the Avos HaKadoshim will come and join you too. But the Avos aren't interested in coming in. If you're not interested in bringing in the Sharbanim, the other sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if they see you invite guests, they will come likewise as guests. And you bring in proper guests, and you bring in the poor people, the destitute, and the Balei Torah. And if you're not going to invite the Aniyim in, then Chas Hashem Saran and Ashkinim Yalol Sukkah. Chas Hashem, you've been going Golus Latzim Lo Devador, and that's bringing clothing to you. You want to be Bruch, and you want to be in the Gula, and you want to be Machnis, the Zion, Ushpiz, and Elon into your Sukkah. Let Hashem Yisbroch see that you're bringing the guests, the Aniyim Arudim, and the Balei Torah into your Sukkah. And the Mina Kedegamina, Hashem will send his special guests. And you'll be zochet to gavaldig bracha. And it's the Heilige Sanzer of the Divrei Chaim. And Divrei Chaim says it's merumas in the very inyan of the mitzvah of Sukkah, the mitzvah of Tzedakah. What shaykh is Sukkah to Tzedakah? Says, what is the minimum shear for a Sukkah? Let's go to Sukkah Daf Gimel Manal. Machlok is Beishamah, Beisilah, Maskeh, Beishamah. Azai and Azai Tvachim, Rosh of Ruma B'Shochano. Without getting into the Cheshbonot, all the calculations, that means Zayin by Zayin Tvachim. So if you draw up the miniature shear, the basic minimum, what do you have? Zayin by Zayin Tvachim. And we Paskin in the Machlok is Rabbonah. And Rabbi Shimon and Sukkah Davav Amid Bet, what do we have? Shtayim kilchos and shlishes afilu tzavach. That means the basic minimum shear sukkah is aliba the rabbanon. You need two walls, kedas v'kedin. The third one is sagi afilu b'tefach. And then you have the schach that's above Hashem eschach kriya sukkah. It's where Rashi tells us base and aleph ches and base again in your base several times in the Masechta. Hashem eschach kriya sukkah. So what I need my schach, I need my zayin al zayin, and I need my shtayim kilchos and shlishes afilu tzavach. Now let's make the cheshman. If I have two walls, and each wall has the length of Zayin Tfachim, and what's the height of the wall? Let's go to the Mishnah, Sukkah, Bezim, and Aleph. Sukkah, Shigavo, Lamalam, Esav, Sulah, and it has to be what? Above Esav Tfachim. If it's Lamatam, Esav Tfachim, it's possible. So the minimum, we're going with the mere minimum shear to comprise a basic din mitzvah, Yeshiva, Masukkah. What do we have? Zayin by Zayin. And the walls are 10 Tfachim high. That means each of the two walls, Shtayim, Kilchosin, are what? 7 times 10? That's 70. 70 plus 70 is 140. What about the third wall? Shlishis is afilu tevach. That means it's 1 times 10. That's another 10. That's 140 plus 10. That's 150. Now let's take the top. The gag is nikra al shem eschach. How much do we have in the schach? 7 times 7. Because that's serving as the top surface area. 7 times 7 is 49. And Meila, the basic shear, Aliba, the Rabbanan Tzukkah Daf Vav Amud Beis. And the basic height of 10 tefachim Aliba, the Mishnah Tzukkah Beis Amud Aleph. Our paskening Beis Shammai, as we do, which is that you need to have Zayin Azayit Fochim Dehaina Rosh of Ruba Vishulchano. Then what do we have? We have two walls, which are 7 times 10, 70 and 70. Third wall is 1 times 10, which is another 10. And the surface area of the Schach yields what? 7 times 7, 49. What's that? Gematria 199. Gematria Tztoka Tzadi Dalar Kofei is Gematria 199. Zok the Sanzarov the Devar Chayim. You see already the Nin of Tztoka in the Sukkah, which is a Gavaldiga Smacht in the Yesod Shosh Avoda. If you want to be Mekayim that Tzela Deyam Nusin, you want to dine, and you want to have the Shechina resting in the Sukkah, well, you have to have Aniyim, you have to bring guests into the Mitzvah Sukkah. Why do you need sukkah? Because it's only shy to create the sukkah. You did the mitzvah of tzedakah, the basic minimum shear. Zok the sanzer of the Divrei Chaim is 70 plus 70 plus 10 plus the 7 times 7, the 49. 150 plus 49, 199. Gematria Tzadi Dalad Kuf Hei Gematria Tztoka Ad Kan the Sons Arav. And if you then was Geshmak, wait until you hear the story and this will close. A lot of people these days are talking about, well, what do you do with the money? We know about Warren Buffett and the Gates Foundation and getting Zuckerberg on board and getting all the millionaires and the multimillionaires and the billionaires to donate up to 50% or a lot more of all of their income and all of their possessions, giving it over to charity. So we know that they just recently got Bill Gross, who left PIMCO. I was in the news today. Somebody called me up. We were talking about the Nina Mitzvah stock. Somebody called me up and said they just read that he just recently agreed to give $700 to $800 million away to charity. And hundreds of those millions went to what? Went to the Postage Stamp Library. Now that's what this person is doing with his $700 to $800 million. We mentioned that years ago, a secular Jew passed away in Vancouver, in Seattle, Washington, a bachelor, and he left in his will $80 million. What did he do with the $80 million? $40 million went to the pursuit of Jewish education, divided equally amongst the Reform, the Conservative, and the Orthodox, and the other $40 million went to the Animal Preservation Society. At least 90-10, at least 80-20, 70-30. I'll take a 51-49, but Kilo, 50% Jewish education, 50% the animals, the Meshuggah. So what's Pshat and PIMCO? That's at least PIMCO, 700-800, he was getting $290 million bonuses. And what is he doing with the money for the future of postage stamps? What's up, Pshat? Leona Helmsley, you remember years ago, she passed away, she left her fortune to what? To her cat. To her cats. This is what people are doing with their money. How what's the pshat? The pshat is that you need a gewaldige schus for your money to go to yeshivas, the bote, can you see us, the bote, and Rosh is to call it. Because the same way Chazal tell us repeatedly, E magalgen schus, Ela yedei zakai, Ha magalgen chov ayedei chayev. If you want to have a gewaldige schus, you have to be zoicha to have that schus, to give tzedakah and to have it go to the right places. Rudolf Hess, who gave us Hess Petroleum, the Hess gas stations. He would go ahead and meet up every once in a while with Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Rav Aaron Zatzal. And he said, you know what? I know I'm not giving you money now, but don't worry. Because when I pass away, Rudolf Hess said, he says, I'll leave you a fortune of money to Lakewood. And what happened in the end of the day? He left in his will. The family contested it. The family won. And none of Rudolf Hess's money went to Lakewood. And they asked Rav Aaron, what's up, Shah? He says, he didn't have enough zechuyas for Ebershur to give him that zechus of having his money go to Lakewood. If he had given during his lifetime, then Ebershur would have given that zechus that even posthumously he would have been able to give, and it would have been a gemalda yizchus for his aliyas and neshama. But anyone who thinks I'm going to enjoy my money and I'll do whatever I want in this world, oh, what's the big deal? Am I tzava? My last will and testament, that's why I'll give over the money. Lav davka, you don't know what's going to happen. And that takes us to the story and what this will close. Story that I just heard today. A person heard the story from a friend who heard it from an Adam Gadol. He didn't remember the Adam Gadol. But the story goes that there was a Yid in Europe. And this Yid didn't give money to yeshivas. But in his will, he said, I want all of my money. Every penny of my money, I want the zechus. I want it going to the Slabodka yeshiva. And he left over such a gargantuan sum of money that it would have supported the Slabodka Yeshiva single-handedly for decades. A very wealthy, very affluent individual. And he put in his tzava. And the family hired lawyers, and they went to the secular judge, and the secular judge said, there's nothing to talk about. It says here in the will, clearly, and he had das tzulula, he had yeshiva, yeshiva das, and he knew, and he willingly gave over, he bequeathed all of this money to support the Slabodka Yeshiva. So the kids, the family tried everything. They wanted all these millions and millions of dollars, and they tried, and there was nothing to talk about. The judge said, I'm hearing none of it. All this money is going to go to the yeshiva. Finally, the kids said, we have nothing to lose. And they told the lawyers, okay, you know what? Let's go. Our final argument. Tell the judge there's no such thing as the yeshiva in Slabodka. So they came with the argument and they told the judge, there is no such yeshiva. Well, the judge says, okay, I have to do my research. This was a court in Poland, and he took two Polish policemen, and he says, I want you to travel to this town, and I want you to go and look for the Slabodka yeshiva, and tell me if there exists such a yeshiva called the Slabodka yeshiva. So they sent two Polish policemen to the town. And meanwhile, word got to Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein, the Rosh Yeshiva Slobodka, that there are two Polish policemen in the streets and they're looking for the Slobodka Yeshiva. So meanwhile, if you're a Rosh Yeshiva, and there was a whole big deal about bringing secular studies into the Yeshiva Bechule and getting in trouble with the authorities, so Moshe Mordechai Epstein, how could he know what these policemen are coming, Polish policemen? They must be coming to shut down the Yeshiva. See, he took a sum of money as a bribe, and he told this guy, I want you to go find this Polish policeman, and I want you to bribe him. He says, what am I going to tell him? What are you going to bribe him? How do I know what's good? He says, you know what? The only argument that I can think of is just give this few $100 to the Polish policeman and tell them that stop wasting your time. There's no such thing. The rabbi in the city said, there's no such thing as the Slobodka Yeshiva. So the Polish policeman, they take back the money, and they go to the judge, and they say to the judge, there's no such thing. The rabbi told us, there's no such thing as the Slobodka Yeshiva. The judge says, if that's the case, he took all the money and he gave it to the family. And then the word came back afterwards, and the Gadol says, what do you take out of the story? And the more you take out of the story, I would have supported Slobodka Yeshiva for decades. Teretz is, Hashem wants all the Aniyim and all the members of Klal Yisrael through their Mesiris Nefesh to build up Slobodka. He doesn't just want that there's a trust fund of millions and millions. He wants people to work. He wants fundraisers to go out and collect for the White Shul, for Darchei Torah. He wants people to be Mosa Nefesh and to go and collect the money. He wants Klal Yisrael to have a chelek. He wants you to enjoy it and to have a chelek in building the yeshivas. And number two, you see that what? That the God, that the secular Jew, he thinks, oh, the whole, his whole life, he can live however he wants. And he says, oh, what's the big deal? I might say, oh, don't leave it up to Hashkoch Al Yonah, because you never know, the money might never make it there. Because Eima Galglin Tzchus Ela Yedizaka, you need a Zachus to make it there. You want to unite with the Shechina, you want to be in your rightful place in Gan Eden Shamayla, Sukkah, you want to be in the Tzela Deyam Nusa, you better bring the Aniyim, you better take care of the Aniyim right here and right now. Take care of the Batek and Asiyas, take care of the Banu Roshes, take care of Tamon, take care of the Darchei Torah, take care of the White Shul, take care of the places right here in your life, and then you'll be Zaychem Et Hashem to get to those high madrigas in Gan Eden Shamayla, to be in the Tzela Deyam Nusa. What a maysa. Take the Musa Haskell out of it. Don't wait until Acher Meves Ushana Chaparayin right now. Give the donations, give those tzedakah, and unite with the Shechina. Have a great night. We'll see you tonight, 8:45 to 9:30, back for Tefillah Parshas HaKedah. And Emet Hashem here in the basement. Have a wonderful night. Kaddish, please.